Track 4, health event probes care decision questions. The importance of involving people in decisions about their care will be discussed at a free event at Torbay Hospital next month. Consultant orthopaedic surgeon Raju Ramesh is an advocate of shared decision making, which involves clinicians and patients working together to make important decisions about healthcare, balanced against the patient's personal goals and preferences. On Tuesday, April the 28th, Mr. Ramesh, who works at Torbay Hospital, will host Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust Medicine for Members event, sharing his experience of embedding patient choice at the heart of how he provides care in a career which has spanned nearly 40 years. Mr. Ramesh says, "Actively involving people in decisions about their care ensures they become partners in their treatment rather than passive recipients. This approach asks patients, what matters to you rather than what is the matter with you?" There will be an opportunity to ask Raju questions about shared decision making, although he cannot answer queries about individuals and their care. The event takes place from 5pm to 6pm in TREC, Torbay Hospital, and will also be live streamed, which you can join by clicking on events.teams.microsoft.com/login. It's free to attend.
A choir based in Kingsdainton is celebrating its 40th year with two charity concerts. In celebration of its 40th anniversary, Choir 86 will be holding two concerts in aid of Kurzweiler Care, a voluntary patient support group based at King's Kurzweil Health Centre. Accompanied by renowned organist Wynne Turner and keyboard player Jean Baldy, the choir will be performing first at St Joseph's Roman Catholic Church in Newton Abbot at 7:30 on Thursday the 26th of March, and then at King's Kurzweil Parish Church at 7:30pm on Saturday, March the 28th. Tickets for Choir 86's Howard Goodall Eternal Light, a Requiem, and The Lord is My Shepherd are available online and on the door.
Unique bugs go back on show at museum. A nationally important collection of 3,000 butterflies and other insects at Newton Abbot Museum is to see the light of day again. The Dr. Henry Mapleton collection dates from the 1890s to the 1930s and was partly gathered in and around Newton Abbot. Some of the species familiar to Victorian and Edwardian eyes are now extinct or have had to be reintroduced. So significant is the collection that it was the first from a small museum anywhere in Britain to be included in a unique digitisation experiment with the Natural History Museum, London. Specimens are being photographed and shared with a global academic audience, as it's thought the ecological time bubble could provide insights into climate and environmental change. The exhibition, which starts on March the 17th, provides a chance to see many of the insects catalogued by Dr. Mapleton. Curator Joanna Eccles said this collection of butterflies, moths and other insects is nationally significant and very fragile. To protect it during the construction of our new store, we have brought the two cabinets into the museum for visitors to explore and enjoy. The exhibit also highlights how Newton Abbot Town Council, a pesticide-free authority, is working to improve and protect local habitats by means such as creating wildlife-friendly roadside verges. All of the boards in this exhibition are made with recycled, recyclable material. It is hoped the new museum store, construction of which is imminent, will provide better protection for artefacts such as Mapleton's insects and create more volunteering opportunities. Over the years, this collection has encountered one of the most common challenges faced by museums, pest damage, said Ms. Eccles. Although the infestation has been fully treated, you may notice traces of the pest's past activity within the drawers. The specimens are now receiving careful conservation. Any loose fragments are being collected and placed into clear capsules so that their scientific information is preserved for future study.
Final parade for Carnival Stalwart Sue Swain. Dawlish came out in force to mark the final parade of Carnival faithful Sue Swain. Affectionately known as Crazy Sue, she was a familiar figure who was involved in the town's annual carnival for 40 years. The town's carnival community put on a final show as Sue's coffin was taken on its final parade through the town. She was a stalwart of Dawlish Celebrates Carnival, and her colourful costumes brought a smile to many faces. She was described as a carnival staple and was always determined to have the heaviest collection bucket at the end of the parade. A carnival spokesman said, "She was involved with carnival for many, many years, and her smile and sparkle will be missed by all of us."
Fundraiser for Cyprus Dogs Charity. A Dawlish businesswoman has launched a month-long fundraiser in aid of a Cyprus-based dog rehoming charity as uncertainty sets in amid turmoil in the Middle East. Throughout March, Chrissy Marks of Signature Hair and Beauty will be raising money for Saving Pound Dogs Cyprus, a non-profit organisation dedicated to rescuing and rehoming stray dogs to loving homes. Chrissy has supported SPDC since adopting then 9-year-old Macaulay in 2021. Sadly, Macaulay passed away in February. Chrissy's latest fundraising efforts are both in memory of Macaulay, but also in response to the ongoing turmoil in the Middle East. Chrissy will be collecting money for the charity at her Queen Street salon.
Play Park could reopen following safety inspection. Bovey Tracy Town Council is preparing to partially reopen the storm-hit Millmarsh Park play area following a safety inspection. Subject to a satisfactory safety inspection, the council says it is hopeful that the popular play area can reopen next week. If the play park should reopen, however, the zip wire would remain out of action due to damaged fencing and surfaces. A spokesperson for the council said full repairs will be carried out in due course, so further temporary closures are likely while they take place. We will keep everyone updated, but once the gates have reopened, make the most of our wonderful park and the spring weather. The council also expressed thanks to the Friends of Millmarsh Park who have volunteered to clean up the area this coming weekend.